Jehoshaphat had great riches and honor, and he allied himself by marriage to Ahab. Some years later, he went down to visit Ahab at Samaria, and Ahab slaughtered many sheep and oxen for him and the people who were with him, and he incited him to go up against Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead? And he said to him, I am as you are, and my people as your people, and we will be with you in the battle. However, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please request the word of the Lord first. So the king of Israel assembled the prophets, 400 men, and said to them, should we go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead, or should I refrain?
Then the messenger who went to summon Micaiah spoke to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets are unanimously favorable to the king. So please let your word be like one of them and speak favorably. But Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, whatever my God says, I will speak it. When he came to the king said to him, Micaiah, should we go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead, or should I refrain? He said, go up and succeed, for they will be handed over to you. Then the king said to him, how many times must I make you swear that you will tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? So he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. Each of them promise to return to his house in peace. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy anything good regarding me, but only bad? And Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the angels of heaven standing on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab, king of Israel, to go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spirit said this, while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, how? He said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all his prophets. Then he said, you shall entice him, and you will also prevail. Go out and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouths of these prophets of yours. For the Lord has declared disaster against you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, approached and struck Micaiah on the cheek. And he said, how did the Spirit of the Lord pass from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, behold, you are going to see how on that day, when you go from one inner room to another trying to hide yourself. Then the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, this is what the king says. Put this man in prison and feed him enough bread and water to survive until I return safely. But Micaiah said, if you actually return safely, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, listen, all you people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up against Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you put on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went. Now the king of Aram had commanded the commanders of his chariots, saying, do not fight with the small or great, but only with the king of Israel. So when the commanders of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, he is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him. But Jehoshaphat cried, turned back from pursuing him. Now one man drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel in a joint of the armor. So he said to the driver of his chariot, turn around and take me out of the battle, for I am severely wounded. The battle raged on that day, and the king of of the enemies until the evening.
died.